MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. Joining now is Sean Ashton. He's head of investments at private clients by Old Mutual. Sean, appreciate the early morning time. Great piece you wrote recently. You talk around all the screaming headlines that we see out there. Pretty much across the board, they are scary headlines. Broadly, though, markets are moving higher. You make the case that they really are being driven by strong earnings, regardless of what the headlines are saying. You say you're seeing some of the best earnings you've seen potentially in your investment career.
Good morning, Simon, and morning to your listeners. Yes, it's a lot that you've unpacked there, and you've summarized it very well quite quickly. But I think the long and the short of it is that we're in an investment boom, certainly in the US, that I haven't witnessed in my career. It's obviously centered on AI. Many listeners will be aware of that. But what's quite notable is that when we look at the aggregate earnings growth of the S&P 500, expectations for this year are about 26% year-on-year growth. And if you look back over the last, say, 25 years or so, pretty much from the turn of the millennium to now, what's notable about that is that it's occurring in the context of not being recovery off a recessionary period. So when we look at historical periods of very strong earnings growth comparable to that number or better, it's always come off the back of a recessionary recovery. And in this case, we've had 2 years of pretty decent growth even prior to this. So it stands out in the sense that it is the strongest in the last 25 years that has not occurred coming off a recession. And that's notable. So this is genuine investment-led, very strong earnings growth that we think could continue for a while.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and that's a big number. I mean, 26 is a big, big number. Make no mistake about that. But it does what it means. And I've seen this in some of the stocks I've been having a look at, is that stocks have been running, but with that sort of earnings behind them. And to be clear, that's the average. So we've got a bunch doing better than that. Valuations, and there's many ways to value. I appreciate that. But broadly, we can say valuations aren't as scary as some of the elevated prices would lead us to suggest.
This is what's notable, Simon. And look, it's been a very narrow market in terms of leadership. It's basically been semiconductors and not much else. So your picks and shovels of the AI boom have been the ones to be the first order beneficiaries. That's obvious. We're actually looking for the next leaders. It's not clear what those are yet. But we're doing a lot of work on that. But certainly, if you look at the semiconductor space, you've had many stocks that have gone up hundreds of percents. But curiously, their PE multiples have not, in cases, they've actually come off over the last 12 months or so. And that tells you the extent of earnings upgrades that we've seen in this space. So, and even if you look at the S&P 500 in aggregate, PE multiples are well off their highs. I think we're trading at somewhere around 20 or 21 times next 12-month earnings. So I hear this term AI bubble bandied around a lot. It's certainly not showing up in the valuation multiples. The questions that we would ask ourselves longer term is, how long does the earnings cycle last for? Are the margins sustainable? Is the CapEx cycle sustainable? Those are the better questions to be asking.
That's a great point, because I mean, there are always risks, but the assumption that just because markets have gone up makes them too expensive is not necessarily the point. But there is an argument to be said. Kind of get those tripwires for a phrase that we can keep an eye on. If margins start to shrink, if CapEx suddenly collapses, whatever it might be, that could be that warning signals.
Absolutely. Look, and I think the big kind of hairy question we're asking ourselves at the moment, and you've seen it in the valuations of the so-called hyperscalers, companies like Microsoft, Meta, Amazon, Alphabet, etc. Oracle is probably a more recent one you can throw in the mix. These companies that have transitioned from very capital-light platform businesses into extremely capital-intensive infrastructure businesses. Now, it looks to us like the returns on capital are good, but the point is that there's a lot of capital being deployed. We think that group of companies will spend something of the order of, it'll certainly be, call it $750 billion on capital investment this year. And I'm sure more north of a trillion next year. I mean, these are crazy numbers. We're talking dollars here. And the question to us is, do the returns on capital remain competitive in the outer years as the base continues to get bigger and bigger? And ultimately, what does that mean for the ratings of these companies? Because they're very different beasts to what they were a few years ago when they were buying back stock and just managing their capital bases down. Now they're doing the opposite.
Yeah, that is a great point. It has fundamentally changed. The last question, to go back to your point, you talked around the next leaders. And, I sometimes lie awake at night stressing that I'm not finding them. The flip side is, and you said you're still looking for them. We don't need them. We don't need to know what they are today. We can find them in time. We can change our mind about it. What I'm trying to say is there's some flexibility in who it's going to be and how we're going to respond.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you mentioned that because it's all about flexibility. Mm-hmm. And often the market tells you where to look.
Yeah.
And I think, and certainly it's not obvious outside of semis right now, but I think what will start to show up is relative strength. Stocks that start to outperform consistently in a new sector or subsector. And so the leaders will show their hand. I think that's the key. And we've got to be on the lookout for them.
I like that. The leaders will show their hand. They will do. We just need to make sure that we are looking, because we will see it when it comes. We'll leave it there. That's Sean Ashton, Head of Investments, Private Clients for Old Mutual. Appreciate the early morning time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.